Yesterday, we had a chance to sit down with Rough Riders pitching coach Thomas St. Clair for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation. Let's get you part two right here on the Cacique pregame show.
There's a lot of individual guys we can talk about on this team. There's and a guy like William Bormy, who I'm sure you want to throw every single inning based on how well he's thrown. What really sticks out well to you? You know, obviously the fastball and the slider combination are electric, but what sets him apart?
Well, man, he is the ultimate competitor. And I think that mixed with his intelligence, it's funny to say, but he is so smart in the way that he's able to simplify things. And he thinks of the simplest thing first, and he knows his best pitches. He knows what pitch he wants when he wants to go for a strike. He knows what he wants to use for punch out. And, you know, one thing I've always admired with him, when the game's on the line, like, he's not scared to turn to that slider, and he'll lean on it, and he's done that the last 4 years that I've been with him. But, man, he simplifies things. He always seems calm. He always seems to be where his feet are and be in the moment. And, you know, I had a pitching coach with the Cardinals that would always say, like, winners want the ball. And that's one thing with Bormy. That guy has wanted the ball every single day he comes to the ballpark.
That's great. Well, someone who we're excited to see today for his Double-A debut is Dalton Pence, someone who has really opened a lot of eyes, I think, across the organization. Interesting story where in North Carolina he was a reliever, transitioned into a starter. What have you seen from him recently that's really kind of sparked your interest?
Man, he went back to Hub City and picked off right where he left off. Last year, getting to Hub City with that transition to a starter was really the development of the secondary pitches, shape-wise and execution. Did a phenomenal job last year with that, with the cutter, curveball, and splitter. And then going back to Hub City this year, kind of the main focus being to fine-tune the execution and usage of the off-speed pitches. Did an excellent job with that. So, you know, he's another guy, speaking of ultimate competitor. Like, I mean, he lives this game, but the fastball is as legit as it gets. And as he's progressed with the development in his secondary pitches, it's only upheld the performance he's seen for that. So, you know, the next steps for him, I think we're all excited to see now getting him to this level and kind of more letting the game tell us what the next thing for him is going to be. But we all feel fully confident that he's ready to step right in and start performing at this level.
Thomas St. Clair, our guest, Rough Riders pitching coach. The starting staff, unfortunately, has had to go with some shorter outings so far this season. When you're working with Chad Comer and kind of managing the bullpen, and not only on a game-to-game, but also across the entire week, how has that process been?
It's been great. I mean, this is my second year with Chad, so I think the biggest thing with that is you're always needing to look 2 to 3 days ahead. So, you know, if we could get every reliever in there for one inning and get them out more big league style, we'd love to do that. Identifying the guys that, one, have the ability to hold execution and their stuff over 2 or 3 ups, 45, 55 pitches. Identifying the guys that recover really well. And I think one thing we always try not to do with that, you know, one guy like Josh Hedzko, one of his best abilities, man, is he feels good every day and he can pitch every day. So, you know, identifying the guys that have that ability, kind of that rubber arm and can go day to day, and then identifying the guys that might be a next day soreness, second day soreness, and just trying to put them in the most advantageous situations as we can. You know, Bormy, I mean, we'd love to close him every time, but when he goes to the big leagues, he'll probably pitch in the sixth inning, seventh inning. So I think also making sure that these guys are getting all kind of different looks in the game so they're prepared for that when they get to the big league level.
Now, you've been with the Rangers for a few years now, but I think what makes coaching staffs great is experience in different organizations and seeing different standpoints of how to attack this game. When you look at the Rangers organization from a pitching side of things, and you mentioned John Goble, who's done a great job as the coordinator, what really sticks out to you in terms of what the Rangers do on the pitching side that you love?
Man, the individualization. You know, you hear a lot of orgs talk about, like, see a big leaguer in every player, or, you know, try to make a big leaguer in every player. I feel like over my time here, like, truly have put the time and effort into trying to find the best process from a developmental standpoint for each guy, not just on having success in A-ball or Double-A or Triple-A, but this guy's a big leaguer, you know, comes in as a high school kid. What does that look like? What are the steps to that? What are the each chapter of that journey? So, attacking one thing at a time. You know, we've done a great job over the last couple of years really creating stuff, especially at the lower levels, and giving these guys time to go out there and work on executing that stuff, making sure we're not sending them into a gunfight with a nail gun. So, but yeah, just the individualization. And, you know, I think you go to any of our affiliates, like you see a pitching coach that works with all 16, 17 pitchers a day. It's not just two or three guys that get all of the focus. So, you know, the time management of doing that, it's a lot, but it's worth it. And, you know, we've had plenty of guys over the last years that weren't per se the best prospect or the top guy coming out of high school or college that have not only gone to big leagues with us, but had success in the big leagues. So it's been great to see, and I know Goebel, his leadership will keep that going moving forward.
Awesome. Well, Thomas St. Clair, Rough Riders pitching coach, our guest. Thomas, thanks for joining us, and good luck the rest of this series here in Midland.
I appreciate it.
We'll be right back.